This is Dakota Datebook for August 16th. On this date in 1902, in Higginsville, Missouri, John Clark Salyer II, the father of the National Wildlife Refuge System, was born. To those who knew him growing up, this title makes sense. As a teenager, he got permission to leave school early and run his trap line in the marshes. He would catch foxes, raccoons, skunks, and opossums, which earned him up to $750 a year. He used that money to pay for his college degree. Salyer became a school teacher in Kansas and then a professor of biology. In 1933, he accepted a position with the Iowa Fish and Game Commission. In June the following year, J. Ding Darling, who was in charge of the Bureau of Biological Survey, asked Salyer to head the Wildlife Refuge Program. But Salyer was hesitant. However, he took leave to develop a waterfall management program which focused on habitat preservation. That experience led Salyer to accept a permanent position with the Bureau in December. He was afraid to fly, so the Bureau provided him with a car. In 6 weeks, he covered 18,000 miles and made plans for 600,000 acres of refuge lands. Salyer would often drive hundreds of miles to visit refuge managers and stay the night or simply have a meal before taking off to another refuge. His hard work paid off. When he took the job in 1934, the refuge system was 1.5 million acres. When he retired in 1961, refuge lands covered nearly 29 million acres. Salyer was remarkably sharp and remained active after retirement as an advisor, recalling specific details about refuges even after going blind. He kept it up until his death on his birthday in 1966. That same year, the Fish and Wildlife Service named the Lower Souris Valley Wildlife Refuge in North Dakota to honor him. The J. Clark Salyer National Wildlife Refuge is the largest refuge in North Dakota, spanning 58,700 acres. Over 270 species of birds have been seen there, with 160 species nesting in the refuge. It is one of only 10 refuges featured in the Smithsonian Centennial Exhibit in 2003-2004. And the North Dakota Natural Heritage Inventory lists it as one of two intact ecological landscapes in North Dakota. So if you ever find yourself on the refuge, remember that its name honors the very man who made it possible. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Lucid Thomas. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.